You're listening to Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Would you spend $200,000 on a white-on-white painting? And if you did, how might your closest friends react? The three friends in Yasmina Reza's play Art find out when one of them makes just such a purchase. The comedy won the prestigious Tony Award for Best Play in 1998, and the Milwaukee Chamber Theater's production of it opens tonight at the Broadway Theater Center in the Third Ward. Tom Klubertanz, C. Michael Wright, and Brian Manny play the three friends, and they join me in the studio to chat about the play. Tom and Brian, who play Ivan and Mark respectively, open with a short scene.
Have you seen Serge lately?
No. Have you?
Yesterday.
Is he okay?
Yes. He just bought a painting.
Oh, yes?
Yes.
Nice.
White.
White?
White. Imagine a canvas about 5 feet by 4 with a white background, completely white, in fact, with fine white diagonal stripes, you know, and maybe another horizontal white line towards the bottom.
How can you see them?
What?
Well, these white lines. I mean, if the background's white, how can you see the lines?
You just can. Because I suppose the lines are slightly gray or vice versa or – anyway, there are degrees of white. There's more than one kind of white.
Don't get upset. Why are you getting upset?
You immediately start quibbling. Why can't you let me finish?
All right. Go on.
Right. So you have an idea what the painting looks like.
I think so, yes.
Now you have to guess how much Serge paid for it.
Who's the painter?
Antrios. Ever heard of him?
No. Is he fashionable?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
Well, it's logical.
No, it's not logical.
Of course it's logical. You asked me to guess the price. You know very well the price depends on how fashionable the painter is.
I'm not asking you to apply a whole set of critical standards. I'm not asking you for a professional estimate. I'm asking you what you, Ivan, would pay for a white painting gussied up with a few off-white stripes.
Jack squat.
Right. And what about Serge? Pick a figure at random.
10,000.
Ha.
50,000?
Ha.
100,000.
Keep going.
150? 200?
200. 200 grand.
No.
Yes.
200 grand?
200 grand.
Has he gone crazy?
Looks like it.
And yes, indeed it does. Gentlemen, welcome to Lake Effect. It's great to see you all again, and Tom, to have you on the show. I think
so
it's been
nice
a long
be
time.
Here.
Yeah,
thanks,
it's
Bonnie.
A long, long time.
Nice
it's always
to
fun
here.
To be here. It always is great to have you guys in.
And it smells like popcorn when you walk into the building.
Well, we tried to make it very appetizing.
It's lovely.
And it is lunchtime, almost, mm-hmm. as we're doing this. So, yeah, the play is art. And it is obviously about that, but it's really about friendship. And it's really about the three of you and the relationship that you have with each other. And, of course, what the art does to that friendship.
Exactly.
So it is such a great play.
Isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. It reads beautifully. And I imagine it plays equally as well.
We're hoping.
We shall see.
We're having a great time.
Is this the first time it's played here in Milwaukee?
No, Milwaukee Rep did do it back in 2000.
Okay, but it's been a long time then.
Yes, yeah. That was part of the – our reason for doing it this summer was to give it enough time to need to be seen again.
So what is it about the play that made you say, I want to do this again?
Part of it was the enthusiasm of Tyler Marchant, our director. He has a wonderful love for the piece and a wonderful approach. Design concept, actually very, very, very clever. He's using Mondrian as a jumping off point, and we are the three primary colors that often appear in those paintings. And our set is very stark white. Furniture, props, everything is white or off-white with black lines.
But not white lines.
No. Well, white lines only in the painting.
Yeah, only in the painting. Does the painting make an appearance?
It sure does.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It is the fourth character.
Almost in a way.
More
it
or
is.
Less, yeah.
Yeah. You get to see it, right? Well, very soon. Pretty much on the first page of the play. You
yes.
You get to look at it.
And make your own determinations.
Yeah, that's part of the fun is as soon as the other characters see it, obviously Serge is the character who's bought the painting. But when he reveals it to – I'm playing Mark when I first see it, the audience gets to see it at the very same moment and make their determination. And what's fun about the play because I think the play more than about art. It's about relationships, like you said. But there is, throughout the course of the play, a way to sort of give a context for appreciating the art, too. So the audience may walk away not completely understanding what a white painting is, but it gives them maybe a nudge toward what it could mean and what it could mean if a friend of yours likes it.
And you don't.
I don't at the beginning, no.
He doesn't in a big way.
I was trying to think at the end, do I like it? I think Mark possibly finds a way to deal with it. And more than that he deals with the painting, he deals with the possibility that his friend could buy it and love it, you know, own it and really appreciate it, even though Mark may not have the capacity to fully understand it.
And I think that's what's so interesting about the play is that it juxtaposes the three of you, very different people, but yet friendships that come under this stress that none of you, I think, is expecting. Is that fair?
Yes.
I think so.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a 15-year friendship. We do hear that right in the script. And I do think any friendship has challenges. But these people, we meet them, these three men, right at this crux where they could go in many different directions. What kind of damage is done? What gets said because of, you know, their misunderstanding? It's a critical time. But I think anyone who has friends will relate to this piece. When a friend makes a decision that you're not sure you agree with, you don't know how to grapple with, you start questioning, as Mark says, what's the tie that binds us together?
And what I find also interesting about this play is that it's not in the context of a romantic relationship. Most of those stressors, it seems, in novels and plays are often around some sort of a romantic connection. This is not the case. This is about friendship and how important those bonds are. And we don't necessarily think about them, I think, as seriously.
Especially for men.
Yeah, it's three men who go through this. And there are times when if you were just reading it plainly, didn't know the names of the characters, that you could see these characters as a married couple or a male-female or a male-male or female-female in a romantic relationship. They talk about things in that way. But it's not that. It's three men who have a deep friendship for each other and there is a trust that is betrayed, or at least it's felt that it's betrayed. I mean, I have a line where I say, you've betrayed me. I feel abandoned. As far as I'm concerned, you're a traitor. And I could hear a man or a woman saying that to their partner in a romantic relationship.
Yeah, it's like a breakup.
It's intimate.
On the verge of a breakup.
Well, and really intelligent writing. That's the thing that I think is really great. You know, because oftentimes when you see men, friendship between men portrayed in, you know, movies,
the Hangover,
TV shows. Yeah, it's just, you know, it sort of dumbs guys down a little bit. And I think that's
a
really
great
thing.
Back thumping, and there's that sort of stereotypical behavior that we think of, or we're told that that's how men relate to each
right.
other. And this play completely throws that
it
on
really
its ear.
It really does. It treats them very intelligently. And it's
great language, too.
Yasmina Reza, the playwright, uses repetition of words and phrases in a scene where they just start building on top of each other and they're thrown back and forth in a little bit of a different way until there is a climax of that moment. And it is fun to get in the middle of those words. It's crafted really wonderfully.
Did you find as you were in the rehearsal process for this that sometimes the deliciousness got in the way of finding the truth of who you guys were, or did it really just feed?
It feeds it. Good language feeds the emotions, I mm-hmm. think. If you can ride these wonderful words, if they're well crafted, I do think they feed you.
Yeah,
I agree.
Those words helped us mine what some of the emotions were. So, yeah, it was rich stuff to work with.
So starting with Tom, tell me a little bit about who you are in this play.
Well, I play Ivan, and Ivan is – he's an interesting
he's
guy.
Funny.
He's really interesting. You know, Ivan I think is the part of the friendship, you know, if you had to use Wizard of Oz analogies, he's kind of like the heart. He's like the – you know – he wants them, I think, both of them to remember, you know, a little bit of their humanity and what brought them together in the first place. He finds all of this, you know, arguing about the painting just to be kind of ridiculous. And why are we doing that? You know, let's go out and have a good time and enjoy
each
other's company.
But he's pretty neurotic, too.
Yeah.
He's got his own bag.
Oh, he's definitely
troubled.
Yeah. He's taken up a new job and he's about to get married, so he's under a lot of stress. And he's kind of a neurotic guy anyway to begin with. I don't think he handles
hypochondria.
Yes, a hypochondria. Yeah, you know, he's got his issues. But these guys have always been his kind of his, I don't know, saving grace. You know, I mean, he loves his relationship with them, really enjoys the company that he has with them. And so when he sees them kind of going at each other, I think that for him is a real, what happens if I lose this? So this is a great character to play, really, really, really a fun character to play. And it's neat because I think a lot of times he's sort of in the middle of them. So it's really fun as an actor to play this
I kind this of imagine him with the two hands out kind of trying to keep
it's
him
a
apart.
Great, yeah, it's yeah. a great metaphor, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. And yet still dealing with his own neuroses.
Absolutely.
or trying to anyway.
Yes, all the time.
And so Brian, for you, Mark, who's Mark?
Mark is an aeronautical engineer. I mean, it's mentioned in the play. It doesn't really play another role in the play. He's a man who thinks that he knows how things are put together and how everything works. He's a man who it comes out in the play that he feels as though he's been sort of a leader among these three friends. And whether that's true or not, we don't know. But he saw himself as someone who was – he keeps using the word a man apart, that he sets himself away from the crowd and he is his own man. And he feels good about that and he feels that his friends feel good about that too. He's a man who loves classical things and one of them being classical art. And what's fun in the play is when we are at each other's house, you will get to see a representation of what everyone's taste is in the play. So in my house, there is what's described as a Flemish style painting, a sort of a landscape that has a bit of a frame around the edges of it, and it's very classical looking. And that's Mark's taste. He doesn't know what to do with a canvas 5 feet by 4 that is almost entirely white, doesn't know what to do with it, doesn't fit in his scope. So he's a man that's rigid in his views of life and his friendship.
And Michael, Serge?
Serge is a dermatologist. He's probably the wealthiest of the three. And he is taken up with modern art. He is divorced with children. And I think he's really caught up by this white painting because it's this canvas to paint his new life on. He is a forward thinker. And we're all primary colors. We've all been assigned. I'm blue. I'm the cooler character. Brian as Mark is red. And Tom as Ivan is yellow, which is a really interesting assignment for us. But I do think that I understand why Serge loves this white painting. I can totally get that.
Why?
Just that whole sense of, number one, looking toward the future. I think you can paint your own life onto a white canvas, and there's just enough texture in this piece to resonate for you. But I think there's something really, really wonderful about something fairly plain and being attracted to that. You know, that little bit that's there is enough to instill imagination. I think that's what I love about good theater, giving people just enough to spur their imagination, not spoon-feeding. To me, that's what Serge is about. He wants to take chances now, take risks.
He's at that point in his life. And I would say that probably threatens – certainly threatens Mark. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah, suddenly Mark sees a friend who has other taste when, again, whether it's true or not, Mark always thought that his friend's tastes in music or art or sports or whatever, food, was sort of channeled through his interpretation or his opinion of – and so when they've spent a little time away from each other and suddenly Serge buys this painting, it threatens – the core of what he thinks his friendship is with him.
Well, I can't thank all three of you enough for coming in and giving us a little taste of art this morning. And Break a Leg, best of luck.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Thanks so much,
Thank you, Bonnie.
Tom Kluber-Tantz, Brian Manny, and C. Michael Wright star in the Milwaukee Chamber Theater's production of Art, which opens tonight at the Broadway Theater Center in the Third Ward, and it runs through the 25th of August. There's more information about the play and the rest of the Chamber Theater season at wuwm.com/Lake Effect. And that's it for Lake Effect today. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks for joining us. I hope you'll be with us again tomorrow morning at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh air comes your way next. It's 11 o'clock.